process. And other than that, that's all I have.
Any questions? Comments?
31st of this month. So.
This month?
Mm-hmm. August 31st, so next Thursday.
Item 10, Mayor Assembly Report Appointments. The Assembly Member have a report.
I do, Mr. Mayor. I attended the board meeting for the medical center, and their year-end audits are ongoing. They don't anticipate any problems. They've been good in the past, and they had a few nits, he said, they were working through. During July, their cash flow was down to 16 days. They were there was a big glitch with Medicaid, and they didn't get any Medicaid payments. So they've worked through the problems, and that should be caught up in August. And they've seen some turnover in the nursing staff, and there are now or currently three nurses down, and they have two travelers, which will kind of impact them. They had been fully staffed, so they're working very diligently.
Thank you. Good question.
Yes. I'll have to tell that my term is up this October, and I am not going to file for another term, but I would like to encourage the public, and a lot of those people that have come with me with issues and problems over the years, I would say this is your opportunity. I encourage everybody to get up that might have a willingness to serve and do it. I do believe it's your public service, but I believe I've done my public service in this spot. 4 years is long enough, and hopefully I'll move to the Port Commission. That will be a little easier. But I will have to say it was my pleasure to serve, and I'm glad to do it, and hopefully somebody will step in and take my place. Thank you.
Becky, you're also on the search board, right?
Yes.
Was appointed to that last one?
They did have their first meeting.
Yeah, okay.
And thanks for bringing that up. I'd totally forgotten. It was a month and a half ago when they had the meeting. They elected officers, and Mark Walker is going to take care of both the Advisory Council for Search and the foundation board they have for the... Remember when Search took over, they pledged to put together some matching funds for them to help the clinic in ways that really just worked in our community. It was really about Wrangell. So he's going to be taking over that. They were just setting up the bylaws and that sort of thing. So not really a lot happened, but just getting started. Thank you. I totally forgot.
Well, it's a new thing. It's easy to
do. Yeah.
If I may, Mayor, Search is actually in town having their board meeting right now.
Item 11, persons to be heard. This is the opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the Assembly has specific questions regarding the item. Several half people have signed up for it. First one was Frank Zukowski. I think that
was that was from last meeting.
That's what I thought.
Frank's not in the building. Cross that one off. Sorry about
okay.
that.
Okay, Mary Campbell, will you come up and state your name and address for the record, please?
Okay. My name is Mary Campbell, and I live at 224 Reed Street, number one. I may be speaking to something that's already addressed, and so some things that I have not been aware of. But concerning our water issue, we've had water restrictions for the last two summers when I've been here. I was talking to some people in the community, and what I understood was that Sylvia Adepe, I'm not sure I was pronouncing
it. Sylvia Adepe.
Okay. Had spoken to someone who was familiar with our water filtration system and that was down south. She was down south. I don't even know where she was. But they had indicated to her that they could come and they could fix what we had for about $70,000. So I don't, $70,000 is a lot of money, but considering the impact of the noise going on in Southeast Alaska right now about Wrangell's water situation and how that may impact our economic development in this borough, it's something that really needs to be looked at and addressed. So it is only, I don't know, I can find out maybe some more information if you guys have not heard about what I have heard about, but that's what I have. Thank you.
Any questions? Come. On that subject, the Assembly did approve the purchase and installation of new roofing filters. What's happening on that?
There are a number of different things being looked at with regard to the water system right now. There are most of what is being explored at this time by staff is revitalization of the existing system. So we're planning on coming back to the Assembly with some alternative ideas, but the time that it is taking to get that information is longer than we had hoped in order to get back with you and talk about things. So we're hoping to be able to provide you with a more comprehensive report because, as you know, the cost to do a full-blown replacement of the water system is far in excess of $70,000. Add a zero to that, actually. And the cost to do a major revitalization of the system is also in the millions. So we're looking at a number of different alternatives in order to be able to bring you something that is affordable and sustainable and will last for a reasonable amount of time for the investment that has to be made. So,
may I make one more comment?
Sure, go ahead.
I had also understood that Petersburg has a similar situation as a system that what we have, and that that they don't have the problem that we have. So I don't know whether checking with Petersburg to find out what why we have the problems and they don't, and I don't know what the problems are. So
this my understanding is it's the water quality before treatment is a big problem.
All right,
they well, have a lot clearer water than we do for treatment.
Okay, thank you.
The next person on the list is Esther Ashton. Would you come forward and state your name and address for the record, please?
Esther Ashton, 717 Shaheen Circle. I'm here to comment on the monofill issue. I am the tribal administrator with the Wrangell Cooperative Association, and I serve under the WCA board, and I serve the WCA members. And first of all, I'd just like to recognize that the EPA and the DEC did the city a great favor with the junkyard cleanup. It was there was a lot more contamination and lead leaching into the ocean than any of us realized, and we do recognize that, and we thank you. We understand that the project was bigger than anyone expected with four times as much polluted soil, and that's where the tribe's concern comes in. We are concerned with the final stage of the cleanup process, and we were only recently made aware of the project, and prior to contact with the DEC to the tribe, which has since happened, we wrote a letter to the DEC expressing our concerns. So I was informed that it would be on public record if I read that, so I'd like to go ahead and read that letter right now. It was written August 1st to Kristen Ryan, the director of the Department of Environmental Conservation, regarding the Wrangell Junkyard Repository site concerns. Dear Ms. Ryan, the Wrangell Cooperative Association was recently made aware of the intent to construct the Wrangell Junkyard Repository site with Ecobond-treated lead-contaminated material on the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Pit Number 2, adjacent to NFS 6259, Pats Creek Road in Wrangell, Alaska. As the local tribal government, we were not formally notified of this project or invited to be involved as a stakeholder. In addition, the construction of a lead-contaminated repository adjacent to sites currently and traditionally used by tribal citizens for vital subsistence activities is a cause of much concern for the tribe. The purpose of this letter is to formally request the halt of the construction of the Wrangell Junkyard Repository site, to open transparent consultation with all stakeholders, and to explore alternative sites for the construction of the repository. As an introduction, the Wrangell Cooperative Association is a federally recognized tribe incorporated April 30th, 1942 under Section 16 of the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 as amended for Alaska in 1936. WCA serves a membership of 550 Alaska Native and American Indians in Wrangell, Alaska. An 8-member tribal council elected by the WCA membership serves as the governing body. The WCA's mission is to support the cultural, ceremonial, and subsistence lifestyle for all Alaskans and to promote the safe use and availability of a healthy environment for present and future generations. WCA has a government-to-government relationship with local, state, and federal agencies. In the report titled 90% Work Plan and Conceptual Design Wrangell Junkyard Repository Site, Wrangell, Alaska, TD 17-01-0015, it is stated that the EPA, other agencies, and stakeholders conducted a site visit in August 2016 for the Wrangell Junkyard Repository Site. As a stakeholder, WCA was not notified of the repository project, invited to participate in the site visit, or collaborate on alternative options. On July 27, 2017, Robert Dalrymple, Wrangell District Ranger with the United States Forest Service, received notification of the intent to begin construction of the monofill on July 31, 2017. After Mr. Dalrymple expressed concern to the United States Environmental Protection Agency regarding potential impact to adjacent U.S. Forest Service lands, Mr. Dalrymple stated in his letter to the EPA that the work plan and report for the repository did not mention the anadromous fish streams, including Pat's Creek, just below the repository site, or a discussion of the effects the lead repository could have on those streams or the people who use them. Pat's Creek flows into Pat's Lake, and both support subsistence and sport fisheries. Pat's Lake is a popular place for Wrangell families to swim, boat, and fish. End of quote. Until receiving notification of intent to begin construction, Mr. Dalrymple's office had not been formally notified of the project or invited to be involved as a stakeholder, although transport of the lead-contaminated material would occur in an estimated 1,875 dump truck loads over U.S. Forest Service roads, and permanent storage would be adjacent to U.S. Forest Service lands. Mr. Dalrymple's concerns mirror those of WCA. According to the July 7, 2017 letter written by you to Cheryl Bilbrey, director of the Office of Environmental Cleanup, quote, lead is still present in the material that qualify it as polluted soil under state regulation. If consumed by humans, plants, or animals, the lead may have some bioavailability that is potentially toxic, end quote. The repository site and adjacent land is pristine environment used extensively by tribal members for subsistence activities, including hunting, fishing, berry and medicinal gathering, wood gathering, and recreational activities. The tribe has a historic connection to this land, tracing back through the generations. Tribal citizens also practice subsistence activities along the route that the lead-contaminated material will travel before reaching the repository. The WCA, in keeping with its mission to support the cultural, subsistence, and ceremonial lifestyle of all Alaskans, and to promote the availability of a healthy environment for present and future generations, formally requests the halt of the construction of the Wrangell Junkyard Repository site. The tribe requests that involved stakeholders be made aware of the project and the history of the project planning. The tribe requests that the community of Wrangell be made aware through all available local media avenues of the Wrangell Junkyard Repository site project. Lastly, the tribe requests that all stakeholders collaborate to discuss an alternate location other than a traditional tribal subsistence area for permanently housing the lead-contaminated material from the Wrangell Junkyard. I may be contacted at 907-874-4304 or at wcatribe@gmail.com. We appreciate your timely assistance in this matter. Sincerely, Richard Oliver, Tribal President, Wrangell Cooperative Association. So we had written the letter to the DEC on the 1st, and on the 3rd, they came to our office, and a meeting was set up with the board and the DEC and other entities involved. And 1 mile from Potts Lake, and that the area is extremely precious to us, and that we would like to be involved in collaboration for coming up with an alternative option. On the 15th, the DEC requested a second meeting to try to alleviate some of those concerns of the board and to give us some more information on the repository. We are happy to have additional members of the DEC involved, as well as Carol Rushmore was there to speak with us. And they took us on a site visit to the monofill and showed us the plans for maintenance of the road. After that, at the August 15th, 2017 WCA board meeting, after hearing all the information that the DEC had to offer us, the Rangel Cooperative Association passed a motion to, and I'm quoting, stand behind the decision to disagree with the DEC junkyard repository location and look for alternative means of disposal. So we understand that this is an accelerated project. Again, we'd like to recognize that the DEC has done a lot of work, but at this point the tribe would like to request that we be allowed to collaborate as stakeholders in potentially finding some other options, such as a different pit location or go after funding to potentially take it offline and see what other kinds of sources that we have. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Next person, actually persons, I guess you wish to speak jointly, or Richard and Virginia Oliver. Would you state your names and address for the record, please?
Hello, Richard Oliver and Virginia Oliver, 212 Weber Street, Randall, Alaska. And first of all, I'd like to thank everyone involved with this cleanup. It's great. But the running out of money at this point, you know, changes everything. The plan looks good that they presented, but 1,000 years at best, you know, that's a temporary thing, I think. You know, what are we gonna do? Put a note in there, a time capsule that says, we're sorry, you know, grant writing is hard. I'd like to propose that we get together and seek funding and try to move this off island to a, you know, for the rest of it, the first part of it all went. And, you know, just a little bit of time is all we really ask for to, you know, move it. And you know, it doesn't matter how many people you convince, there's always going to be a number of people that are just going to say, no, not at by Pat's Lake. You know, I don't care. You know, the liner is man-made, you know. It's a fault, you know. We man-made it, you know. It doesn't last forever. It's just, you know, it's got a time limit. It's going to expire sometime. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
As part of this duel, Virginia Oliver, what goes through my mind as a stakeholder or a steward of the land, it is in my culture that we took care of this place. You can look out there. This is a pristine wilderness. This is a rare jewel, gem in Southeast Alaska, Wrangell. It doesn't have much impact on it. I like what he said about having that out there. I don't want to set a precedent that you can come and drop off your waste management here in Wrangell. I stand dead set against it. I do not want it on the island, and I step up to help work towards a solution to that. We have to look at solution. I know your solution is this, but my solution is to move it. No precedent set in Wrangell for this garbage. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person is Vivian Prescott.
My name is Vivian Prescott, and I live at 5.5 Shoemaker Loop. And normally I would read a poem because I'm a poet, but I'm not going to. I have some expertise. I suppose my PhD is in cross-cultural studies, and with emphasis in indigenous knowledge systems, and some of my studies are cultural and intellectual property rights, and that's what I'm going to address right now. Which means, forgive me if I made a mistake. Anyway, what I wanted to do, I'm going to show you guys, so I have to leave the mic a little bit. These are photographs of people that subsistence, that had traditional land use out in Pat's Creek and Pat's Lake area. And the reason I'm speaking is because they are relatives. My children, there's the all the Morks in town, the Churchills, the Fenimores, Sandy Churchill's family, Linda Churchill, Irene Butte, the Chick Churchill. So there are real names and real people associated with this land and clans. And that's one of the things I see that's not been addressed, is that relationship. So that's Mary Couday. She might have been originally from
Kansas. Excuse me, that's inappropriate.
I'm going to show you the pictures of the people.
If you have something like that to do, you can send it to them. But it's inappropriate at this meeting. That should have been done last night at the public hearing. Excuse me, you're out of order.
Pictures. Okay. Well, what I'm doing, audience, is showing pictures of great-grandmother Mary Couday to the assembly, and
I said you're out of order. If you one more chance,
and
you're out of here.
Of, to the
would you call the police department? Have a reason.
Is there something wrong with showing?
Yes, this is an assembly meeting. It's not a public hearing. I stated that at the very beginning.
Okay, I'm talking about the traditional
there is a method of doing that, and this is not the time or place.
So I can't show a photograph?
Not in that manner.
So I cannot show the photograph to you?
You could give them to the clerk.
So I can give this to the clerk right now, correct? So I apologize for showing this to the audience and to you.
If you give it to me, I can submit it after.
Okay, that will be just fine.